When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey guys, I'm Lydia.
Hi, I'm Jesse.
And I'm Adam. Let's talk Hoya.
Annyeong. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Let's Talk Hoya podcast.
A podcast about Hoya.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
What's our topic today, Lydia?
Today, we're just going to have a little chit chat because the end of the year is here. And so that always means, you know.
Christmas time. Is here.
No.
So we're going to do a little bit of a chat of some new Hoya that we've been seeing in the market, but also, you know, the Hoya wish list for the end of the year, and also some of our reflections. So just a little bit of a fun chat today.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's going to be really fun just kind of probably listening to this episode next year and seeing if we actually got some of our wish list, because our episode earlier this year, I feel like we really crossed a lot of those off.
We did, actually.
Oh, when we talked about our wish list?
Yeah, we've been doing pretty good. So let's continue to, you know, manifest those plants coming into our possession here. But how about we have a little chat about some new Hoya that we've been seeing? Because I feel like, I mean, the Hoya hobby is still moving quickly.
Yes.
At a very rapid pace.
Yeah.
Because and everyone is realizing still how amazing Hoya are.
Yes. And I mean, you know, there's...
Converting the haters one Hoya at a time.
There's some that we talked about not too long ago, but what are some newer ones that y'all have been seeing that, I don't know, maybe you're even like, ooh, I kind of want that one.
I'm going to go first.
Okay,
go. Because I'm me.
Take the lead. Leo.
I have been seeing the Hoya Verticillata Silverheart.
Oh.
And I don't know if it's new in the market, but it's new in my eyes and it's going on my wish list because you guys know I'm an SLUT for Silver Hoya.
That's true.
She's shiny and silver and thickums. So what more can I say?
Exactly.
She's going on my wish list.
One I've been fawning over for quite some time is the variegated Crassiopetiolata, which is not new per se, but it's still not readily accessible throughout the market.
Yeah, because you texted us earlier this week about a cutting that was $500, and Lydia was like, that's cheap.
That's why I texted it.
And I was like, that is not cheap.
Yeah, but comparatively, because I'm pretty sure it was probably $2,000, like maybe 6 months ago.
I feel like at the start of the year, it was like at 2,000, and then towards, I mean, it was still it's still always been in the thousands.
Oh yeah. My goodness.
So
I feel like we can love it from afar until it hits one of those polyneura dives that leave it at about 75 to 150.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
I'm wondering though, like this one hasn't fallen
so quickly
as drastically as some other, I mean, cause the polyneura outer variegated within 6 months, you know, and yeah. Then now we're at the point where I feel like it was last year at this time when it was really booming And now you can get one for $50 a node, but they used to be like $1,000 a node.
Yeah. Yeah, but the way that the like the regular Crassiopilata and the one the splashy version, they grow so quickly. Mm. So it's like, how is this not coming down? Because I'm sure that there's going to be a lot of supply flooding.
Yeah.
But I'm wondering, maybe it doesn't grow fast.
Maybe. Maybe the variegation.
If you have one, please DM us on how quickly it grows.
Because I know the one thing about the Polynura outer variegated, I mean, within a month of people getting that plant, they were already turning around and selling multiple nodes because it grows so fast. But for the Crassipetiolata outer variegated, I have not, or is it inner variegated? It's inner variegated.
It's inner variegated, yeah.
I have not heard people being like, oh, that grows so fast, you know? So I'm wondering if that variegation makes it so that it grows much slower.
Oh, maybe. That'll be interesting to know.
So
slide into our DMs. Let us know.
give us the 411.
Yeah.
But you know what I have been seeing a lot towards the end of this year is just full silver Hoya popping up of different species, varieties. I mean, jumping on the, you know, the Verticillata that Jesse was talking about, there's a Latifolia that kind of looks like the one from Sarawak, but a Latifolia silver, and it's pure silver leaf. There's also a Latifolia species Germany that's full silver, but there's so many of these different species that are coming out right now where the leaves are literally full silver.
Yeah. Can you imagine a silver leaf bigger than my head? I think I would like pass out from like excitement or like happiness of seeing that in front of me.
You probably would. So
it'd be like if the moon came down and like shook my hand or something.
But like thinking about this, I went ham for the silver lacunosas, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I think we all did. And the silver dollar was one that I was like, oh, I have to have that.
Oh.
And now, like, I just don't know where
I'm going to need you to stop right now because I cannot believe what you're about to say.
But then I did just get, thank you, Tia, the Puba Calyx Silver Ghost. And I do love it. So maybe I take it back. Maybe I take it back.
Okay.
But there is a silver.
Okay, but the silver dollar, I mean, we each have multiple of them.
They grow so fast and easy.
I only have one, but she thrives.
I just moved the one from my personal collection into the tent with the mother plants for the green plant because I needed to make room. And I was like, goodbye, silver dollar.
I just want to point out that your silver pandureta heard that and I could physically see her wilt.
She's beautiful, isn't she?
Because you called her basic.
No, I was just saying I'm scared to go full silver, you know?
Yeah.
Again. But like, okay, so not new to the market, but the Jody Silver. That is coming down in price, but I think people are just trying to get rid of it because they're killing them.
Yep.
You know, April had said that she had tried it multiple times, and if that girl can't grow it, I don't know.
I mean, she had, I feel like at one point she maybe had five of them and she said now she just has the one.
Mm-hmm.
And those are expensive. They're like a solid $1,000.
Yeah. And we don't know if April bought them or not. She might have traded. We have no idea.
Just the ones that I've seen in market.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But they are coming down in price. And, you know, people were like, why? Or why do you think that is? And in my mind, I'm like, it's probably because like no one can actually grow them and they're just trying to like gain back some sort of money.
Yeah, probably.
Or like the Obscura that Lydia tried to impress me with last time. And I was like, is that dusty? Is it my eyes? Are my eyes foggy?
Okay, but the thing is about the Jody Silver, that probably is the case because I have been seeing a lot of posts this year of people saying, I got this Jody Silver and it is dying. I have seen so many posts about people saying that. So I'm wondering if that is the case, you know?
Yeah.
And it's definitely not a plant that I want. I don't want a plant that I'm going to spend a lot of money on and then it's going to die. Like, I could never.
I mean, that's what I did when I got into like, and I don't want to say rare Hoya, but that first Hoya order from overseas that I did with my beautiful splashy intervariegated Hoya obovata.
Mm-hmm.
But like, I was so stressed about those plants. It was my Gunungading, the obovata, some other ones. Like, I was so stressed about them, and I spent a fraction of what things go for nowadays.
Damn.
And I was thinking I was spending a lot. I mean, I was spending a lot of money, but
how much was it again? Wasn't it, you said it was like $60 or something like that?
My inner variegated Hoya obovata with splash, I think that was the most expensive one because it was such a gorgeous clone. And it was, that one was $85 for a one node, two leaf cutting.
But that time, that was a lot of money though.
But if it came out today, how much do you think it would cost? Like if it was a brand new.
Oh man, I don't even know.
It'd probably be like $1,500 at least.
Oh, I don't think for that one.
The obovata variegated splash?
Mine?
I think like if it was a brand new like mutation we'd never seen before.
Oh, kind of like first the, hit the, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, probably, yeah.
Oh my gosh.
First introduction is always sky high.
Hold on though. What if, okay, I know you guys were saying that Obscura that I showed you guys was dusty, crusty, whatever. Okay, but okay. Inner variegated obovata, full silver.
Ooh.
But then you wouldn't even say that it was variegated.
No. But on the Obscura though, that silver was, it was more of like a, it wasn't, you could still see the cut, like you could still see sunstress through it. You could still see the venation. So what if it was the same thing?
Like the Obscura you showed us? No, because I agree with Jesse. It was kind of just looking dusty.
Yeah.
It looked like spider mite damage.
Yeah. It really did. But I'll give you $3,000 starting price, but then it's going to dive.
The vibe of the Argentine princess. Maybe, yeah, I could see that.
Yeah, but I feel like that's a similar silver to the one on the Obscura.
I don't think
okay,
so.
There's going to have to be a poll. There's going to be a poll.
My bestie needs her eyes checked. And that's not anything other than me seeing that plant and knowing is dusty.
We're walking on thin ice there, aren't we? Yeah.
How do I say this without saying this? No, I'm kidding. But for real, we're going to be posting the Silver Obscura. And if you have one, please don't get offended. These are our personal uneducated opinions, and we really love to poke fun at Lydia because she takes things to heart so much that it's hilarious to
okay
us.
Silver Obscura versus Argentia princess or Argentia
or the way
Picta, or I feel like
are
it's
you asking
very
us to choose?
No, I'm just saying I feel like the silvering on them are very similar.
Okay,
so I'm saying if it was like that
again,
okay.
The Argentia
okay,
looks matte.
No, okay. So then say it's the Argentia, but say the obovata inner variegated had silver like that.
Yes, I would pay money for that.
That would come up as at least $1,000, I bet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Watch 2024. It's going to happen.
Okay.
Okay, so there is a new Hoya that has come into market in the last, I want to say maybe month or two. It's the inner variegated Matilde.
Oh. Yes. Okay, but my inner variegated Lacanosa could be a little knockoff if I like angle it right.
I don't know about that.
It's my poor girl's Lacanosa.
That is a stretch. Okay, I feel like
I'm only stretching it because since Adam kindly rooted and potted me a inner variegated Lacanosa, I cannot grow that thing for the life of me.
Is it dying?
No, it's literally just staying the same. It did grow briefly. But then the main vine died and I cut it off, and then I have another vine, but it's kind of just like it'll just like very slowly grow. It's just not taken off like every other Lacanosa I've ever seen.
Yeah.
It's like shocking though, because those are very prolific growers.
Well, yes and no. I think at first it takes a bit to jumpstart them. Mm-hmm. And then once they jumpstart, they do go.
It's been a year.
Well,
okay.
Well, then again, it's been a year in my care. So yeah, let's give it like two more years.
Yeah.
We'll see.
So the Matilde inner variegated though.
Yeah.
I mean, okay, there are akin to...
See, this is my toxic trait, because like the regular Matilde, I'm like, no. the splashy Matilde that you gave me, I'm like, okay, cute.
I know. No,
the inner variegated, I'm like, all right. Okay. But then I have my beautiful green one over there that I'm just like, I don't care about you.
Oh, I don't even have a beautiful green one anymore. I yeeted that beautiful green one. I'm just kidding. I think I traded it with somebody or something.
It's too big.
Yeah, that one's always blooming for you, right?
Yeah. So you want... Oh,
Okay, but okay. So I feel like, especially after like summer this year or like during summer this year, that's when just all of these random like silver varieties and then inner outer variegated varieties have just started popping up out of nowhere. And most of them, because I'm not so much of a foliage girly anymore. I mean, clearly, because all of the Hoya that I'm collecting, they all look the same at this point.
Lemon trees.
But blooms, y'all, blooms. Okay, so I'm really not a foliage girly at this point. But that inner variegated Matilde.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's pretty. The two, most of my wish list when we get to it are mostly just all just plain foliage. But there's two on my wish list with like the coloring. And that's the Obscura outer variegated and then the Matilde inner variegated. But that Matilde inner variegated is not happening.
Why? How much are those?
The so most much. Recent one that I saw posted, which was, I mean, this will date this, but it was at the end of September, mm-hmm. $2,000. And it was two nodes, but there was no internodal space.
Yeah, it was like stacked
right on top of each other. So $2,000.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
And it's sold within like an hour.
Oh my goodness.
So
you guys can also sponsor me as your little Mexican child. FYI, link is in bio. Just kidding.
Okay. I mean, I can't let this slide. You just got a brand new iPad, a brand new MacBook.
I didn't buy them. I didn't buy them with my money.
I know.
Okay, but
those were gifts to
the
sponsored Mexican child in me.
So all of those things added together, Jesse basically got 2.5 inner variegated Matildes right there.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Willing to? Just kidding. No. But along with those inner variegation, the one that I was looking at was the Hoya Nabawiensis.
Mm-hmm.
Variegated. But I'm just realizing, I was like, wait, this looks very similar to something. And that's the Hoya Waliana inner variegated.
Yeah, they do look very akin.
So I'm going to put the Waliana in my wish list and hope that that's easier to acquire than this Nabawiensis variegated.
Let me tell you something though. Waliana inner variegated is very finicky from my experience for some reason.
Oh yeah, even the regular one's
pretty dramatic.
Even the regular one is like so finicky. Like I literally am holding that plant under the light bulb or else it will root rot or like over, like it'll act like I'm overwatering it. And that's impossible because the pots I use stop me from overwatering. But I have it like on a little elevated so that it's like right under the light. And that's the only way it's happy and putting out new leaves.
But Nabawiensis is not as finicky. I don't know about the variegated variety because a girl does not have one. But the regular one is not finicky. It's pretty hardy. But the Waliniana inner variegated, I have tried growing that one a few times. And she's a little finicky. Mm. She's a little picky. So
all right, strike the Waliana variegated and add Nabawiensis variegated. Thanks. Okay, thanks.
Like, they're just going to be flowing into the box.
Okay, but look at this. Look at this Matilde inner variegated, though.
That, wow. This is a work of art.
Bro.
That is so pretty.
Anyway, that looks
fake, guys.
I know. I just had to interject.
I'm going to be the person in my comments when I first posted my Asami clone 2, and they were like, that just looks like a outer variegated Carnosa. Big deal. And that Matilde did give me the vibes of like a tricolor Carnosa.
No.
Did you see the cute, tiny, small little
cute shape of those leaves?
I do agree. It's very cute.
What does the Carnosa look like, a cute little button?
No, I'm not saying I don't like it. I'm just saying I'm going to be that person.
Mm. Well, I'm not going to share it with you when I get one.
Yeah, you are.
I'm right here, babe. I'm right here. Right here, bestie. Remember, 15 years. Gotta count for something.
This is a hard decision.
No, if anything, I would say that somebody took Hoya Verticillata inner variegated and shrunk it. The one that used to be called a Cuta. I don't know if it still is.
Mm-hmm. Used to be a Cuta.
Mm-hmm. If someone took that and like shrank it into mini, that's what I would think of the Matilde.
Okay. It is so freaking cute though. Okay, what's cute. Another one that you have, Adam?
You know, I don't have too many because I'm not that smart. So I know this one isn't new to the market because we have talked about it. Being mm-hmm. in a publication, but the Hoya Coimbrosa.
Oh.
I kind of like that one.
Okay, I have heard that one is notoriously difficult to grow.
Really?
And that's why the price still remains expensive. I feel like I've seen that one sold in market for the last at least year and a half now. The price stable, unchanging, unwavering. It remains hundreds of dollars.
Was that your way of slyly being like, this ain't new, girl? Year and a half.
No. And so since then, people are like spending the money and buying it. And so then you would think, because that's also on my wish list. My thought was, okay, the people are going to spend the money that want to. And then eventually they're going to share. Price will go down. I mean, that's how it happens, right? But it has not, it has been unwavering. And I'm like, what is going on? But people say it is A, notoriously difficult to grow, and two, it grows extremely slow.
See, but like, I like a challenge. And when someone says something so slow to grow, like a lot of people said that about some Hoya in my collection. I'm like, nah, that grew real fast. So then part of me, like a point of pride, and I'm like, let me add it.
Send it to me. Okay, but.
I did see Kalen just recently post his, and his flowered, and it's just such a cute little
tiny flower. Little so tiny little thing. They remind me of Minuti Flora flowers, but a little bit bigger.
Hashtag jealous. No, I don't know if we said this whenever we did, if we ever mentioned it previously, but it's giving Dyscidia.
Yeah, I see that. I think what I like so much about it is how symmetrical it grows.
Yeah, no, that is definitely cute.
Because that's, I mean, that's an appeal to, for the Polyneura for me, because you'd rarely see a Polyneura that puts out one leaf. And the other one like dries up or falls off.
Mm-hmm. It always comes out in pairs.
Yeah.
It's either do or die. It's like they both come out or they both dry up and they don't.
Yeah. So it's like the perfect little lovers.
Mm-hmm. Or in my case, the whole thing just withers. It's nothing.
Okay. Well, there is also that.
Let's switch over real quick to a moment of Hoya horror stories. And mine is Polyneura hates me. Oh. The moment it enters my threshold of my house, it's dead. This year, I've killed my fifth Polyneura. I'm banned.
Five.
Okay, and wasn't Jesse the one just last week when we were recording that was saying, I can't believe you haven't given me an outer variegated Polyneura. Do you think after this conversation, I now want to give you that outer variegated Polyneura that I'm lovingly rooting for you at the moment?
Well, I'm just like, maybe the variegated one has more will to live.
I don't think that's how it works.
I feel like yes, because I struggle with a lot of like unvariegated Lacunosas, like Lacunosa Black. I've never been able to keep that alive. The little Parian Durian, I can't keep that alive. But my Lacunosa Variegated is still alive. So
yeah. Well, you know, and I do think that you should be able to care for the Polyneura, because I truly let mine go so long without watering and it still bounces back. So
see, we've got research that proves I deserve a chance. Another poll we'll be having, listeners, is whether or not you guys think I deserve a chance at that variegated.
You know,
poly.
When I was younger, Velcro shoes were like a big thing, like, you know, the straps and you just like Velcro over. It was the early 90s, late 80s.
Like at the bowling alley when they give you the shoes.
Yeah, but like there was tennis shoes that had Velcro, but I couldn't get the tennis shoes. My mom wouldn't let me until I learned how to tie my shoes. Okay. So I think that we will give you an outer variegated Polyneura once you prove that you can keep the green one alive. So that'll be your Velcro shoes.
Okay, I take that challenge. Give me an established green Polyneura.
You have to, no. You just got, Adam just gifted you a book. That also is a propagation station. You need to take a cutting and you can root it and grow it and pot it yourself.
And then you'll give me the one you already rooted.
Yeah. By then it'll be a whole established plant because it's already growing a set of leaves. So
all right, Adam, I'm voluntolding you to donate that cutting of the green Polyneura. Okay. Since you hate on it so much anyway.
Okay.
Okay. Here we go.
I'll get you set up for success.
Challenge starts. Ahora.
Oh my God.
Now. Hola, Hoya friends. So we launched our Patreon, aka Peduncle Pals. It's been a joy connecting more with all of you, chatting in our Facebook group, and sharing more behind the scenes through our exclusive Patreon episodes every month. We're blown away by your support, and we're so grateful for every one of you that is joining us on this club. You can subscribe through our Patreon link through our Instagram bio, episode descriptions, or show notes. See you there.
Looking to elevate your gardening game this season? Well, look no further than Coast of Maine, your go-to source for premium organic soils for over 28 years. Organic approved and sourced from oceans and farms, their full range of garden and lawn products are designed to restore roots to the natural world.
So picture this. You're struggling with lackluster soil, just like I did last year, and your garden plans just aren't thriving. And that was until we discovered Coast of Maine. Their products infuse my soil with the healthy microbes and nutrients it was craving, resulting in vibrant outdoor plants that practically thanked me for the upgrade.
Omri listed and crafted from natural ingredients like lobster shells and fish bones, their products not only nourish your plants, but also your peace of mind.
Are you ready to take your garden to the next level? Coast of Maine believes in nurturing relationships with local retailers. That's why their products are carried by local retail partners who provide advice and insight, not just found in big box stores.
And Coast of Maine knows, from beginning to expert, anyone who takes a hand to the land has something to offer the growing community of gardeners everywhere.
Their products make organic gardening simple and approachable for everyone.
Let's get growing together.
Visit coastofmaine.com today. That's coastofmaine with an E.com.
But you know what else I have just been loving seeing this year is not like unique species or varieties that come from like cultivation or the wild, but just random mutations that people are sharing in their collection. And then they decide to share maybe like one cutting.
Yeah.
So we'll never get, but just admiring like the Obscura Silver, you know,
AKA random, Obscura Dusty.
Random mutation that happened on a seedling. But did you guys recently see someone got a random inner variegated mutation on their New Guinea ghost?
No.
No, send me this.
Okay, but you're just gonna
this picture.
Like,
I mean,
this is just a dusty NGG.
No, I want to see it. We just see it.
It was on Instagram. Here, I'll send it to you.
Please.
Somebody took a cutting of a random mutation that happened. So their New Guinea ghost got inner variegation.
Okay, so that like is silver. Nothing like that Obscura. That is beautiful. That is a work of art. I need that.
She is right. I'm on her side with that. I think what happened is the photo that you pulled up of that Obscura was not...
Maybe your phone has a weird screen on it.
It was not the best photo because I felt like I saw a more silvery one. But whatever. I mean, I'm trying to make you feel bad. It did just look like a dusty plant, though.
Oh my gosh, stop! But that one...
But I would still love it because it's pretty cool that it mutated.
That one is adorable, though, yeah, isn't it?
That one is it gorgeous. Is.
Need.
And then that one almost, at first I thought, because this year, maybe it was this year or like later last year, but there's the inner variegated rangzan that came out. And at first I thought, oh my gosh, did someone somehow make it silvery also? But no, New Guinea ghost with inner variegation.
Dang.
Isn't that crazy?
What if mine started variegating?
Okay, now that's my thought. Now my thought is, okay, of all these plants that we have, not one of them can put out, not one can put out mutation, just one.
We just need a little mutants up in here.
Okay, our plants hate us. Okay, what about some plants that you guys are hoping for that are on your wish list? Like, what are you guys hoping to acquire as the year closes out or even into the new year? Anything new that's been added?
Well, I don't know if it's new on my wish list, and it's going to come as no surprise, but I'm carrying over my wish for the Hoya elephant, AH027, into 2024 because it is not in my collection and it needs to be because big leaves.
Big leaves.
Big, beautiful leaves.
Do you see how big those AH032 leaves are over there?
Yeah, I can't imagine how much bigger AH027 would be. Ugh.
I couldn't even have it on the shelves.
You just have to start it and then I'll take it home. Don't worry about it. In fact, I'll take this one home today.
Don't worry about it, baby. I got you.
Yeah. Don't worry about it, baby.
What about you, Adam?
Well, wish lists they're always kind of a difficult thing to me because I really could go down an unhealthy rabbit hole of like the chase, you know?
Yeah.
But I do have a few that I have listed here. One specifically, we have talked about on the podcast before, but it's the Hoya species Magitan or Magaton.
Oh my gosh, I was going to say that one.
It's the one where the flowers look like lemon slices.
Dude, they're so cute.
I literally cannot get over these flowers, and I need them in my life.
Isn't it so cute? It reminds me of like a little cake.
Yeah.
A little round cake.
I know that other people, whenever we post like Hoya flowers and Hoya blooms and stuff, and they're just like, ooh, I just want to eat it. And like, yeah, I kind of get that. But this one legitimately, like I want in my mouth.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so pretty. I mean, it seems to me that like the leaf shape is very akin to the Micabellus.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's the same vibe as the Micabellus. The blooms are much different because the Micabellus has like those very Ursulot bell shaped blooms, but these ones are they're so pretty.
And even I know there's somebody, because with the thin leaves, you can't really count on remembering what you're getting by looking at the foliage. So I always save the flowers on my Instagram. And even this person that I had saved said, I have, it looks a lot like Hoya micabellus. However, the blooms, the flowers are so cute and adorable. And the corollas are pubescent.
Yeah.
It is so cute though.
Another one on my wish list that I still have hope to acquire this year, but if not, I'm definitely carrying over, is Hoya hypolesia. Just because it's so fuzzy.
Yeah.
I need the fuzz in my life.
Mine has finally grown a leaf and not blasted, but it's been a tricky one.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Back burner it is.
What's back burner? Just meaning like...
I want it, but I'm not going to actively seek it because I'm probably going to kill it.
Gotcha.
Okay, one that is on my wish list. I have been hunting down the micro, the tall, tiny, small leaf Hoya. Mm-hmm. So I have the Microstemma. I have what was the other one? Micro dwarf.
Mm-hmm.
And there's one other one called Microphylla, and it's known to be the smallest leaved Hoya, the smallest. And I was like, oh, I'm going to get that one to, you know, like complete my collection. Okay. But literally the leaves are so tiny. It is like the size of, I want to say maybe a third or a quarter of a dime. It is so small and it's so pricey. It's like two nodes for $250 consistently.
Dang.
And $250 is not that much, but when the plant looks like, if I'm not careful, it's going to die very quickly, that is a scary price.
Send me a picture of it. I want to see it.
So I haven't done it yet, but that one is just really cute and tiny and I really want it.
I really, really, really want to take a take.
Okay, but also.
Hmm.
Hoya Gnungading with silver on it.
Oh, the GGG, the Gnungading ghost.
This is going to be on my forever list. Hoya Gnungading with the silver on it.
Oh, it is.
Gorgeous.
I have watched some purges where they, on Facebook, where they've put that one as like the star plant, but mm-hmm. I've never got my hands on it, but I do love that one too.
What have you seen it selling for?
You know, I don't even remember what it was selling for.
That one's come down pretty good.
I don't
good
feel
in
like
price.
It was that unreasonable.
I feel like it was snag. Maybe $500 when the year started and that was peak popularity, but they're not as popular anymore and the prices have come down.
All right. So maybe next year, $2.
So we could get it. Well, I don't know about that much.
Well, yeah. I feel like at the cheapest, they're going to go for like $100 a node. And I feel like that's reasonable.
That I would sign, sealed, delivered on that now.
I mean, even if it's like 150.
Yeah, for sure. Because the Gnungading does grow. So it grows pretty well.
Yeah.
I mean, even 200, I'd be like, all
okay,
right.
Okay, yeah. Okay, girl. Let's keep it. She's like, even 200, even 300, even 500. Like, I'm trying to be a sponsored Mexican child here.
Oh, gosh.
Okay, you know, one that I've seen recently that's not a thin-leaved Hoya that has made it onto my wish list? Cereza Rompardi. I'm pretty sure this is one of her cultivar, but it's Hoya Rhiannon. And it is a hybrid between Hoya carryi and Hoya erythrina.
Ooh. Oh.
It looks like it's giving lettuce. It's giving lettuce.
No, it's giving palea.
It's giving cabbage. It's giving Cabbage Patch Kid.
We love you, Lydia.
Okay, but
isn't it really cute?
It is cute.
It has circular leaves. It kind of indents in the middle, almost has like a wavy-ish look to it.
Not palea, peperomia. That's what it's giving.
Peperomia. Oh yeah, the obtusifolia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Google that, and that's what the Hoya looks like, guys.
It is kind of akin to that, but like if that mixed with cabbage. But the reason I want it now is because I love Fleetwood Mac, and they have a song called Rhiannon.
Yes.
Yeah, and I love them.
I have no idea who that was.
I think you would know some of their songs if we played them.
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah, so that one is a non-thin-leaved Hoya that has made it onto my wish list very, very recently. So,
yeah. Okay. Can I talk about another one?
Mm-hmm.
And let me pull up my Hoya collection in Instagram, because that's where I save things.
Oh yeah. I forgot to look
I really am loving the Hoya Megalantha. Megalantha?
Let me see.
It's nothing special, but those blooms are so beautiful.
It's the one that has big pink blooms, huh?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But it's almost like a rose gold type dusty pink.
Yes. Oh. That one is also on my wish list.
I mean, the foliage, it's cute. It's giving Carnosa-esque, but those blooms are stunners.
Aren't they?
Yeah, they really are.
And they're not even just like a single bloom. Like sometimes you see these bigger blooms. It's only just one. Like this, it's like a whole, it's a bunch of them. It's an umbel of these blooms, and they're so pretty. Anyway, so that's definitely on my wish list.
Absolutely gorgeous, gorgeous. That is also on my wish list.
Is it?
Yeah, it is. Okay. It is on my wish list.
Oh.
What about you, Jesse? Got another one?
Yeah, I do, actually. I took a peek at my little 2023 wish list. I have Hoya Pulchra. I don't know if I'm saying that correct. Hoya Pulchra.
Mm-hmm.
And that one actually reminds me a lot of your little citrus slices, but in pink or in like sherbet color. Look at it.
Yeah.
The blooms are cute, but the foliage to me, I don't really care for.
It kind of reminds me of like Sulawesi.
Yeah, they're like big, longer, thicker leaves. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Ooh, but the splashy one is kind of cute.
Hmm.
Ooh, let me see.
Those blooms are
Really
beautiful. It's like a raspberry dream.
That one used to be on my wish list, but I removed it.
I wonder what it smells like.
Because I didn't know, because those leaves get bigger. And I was like, I don't know where I would reasonably even put this. You know, like, mm-hmm. How am I going to trellis it? Where am I going to put it? Was my thoughts. So then I had to remove it from my wish list.
I see it on Gardino Nursery. Oh, but they don't ship to Arizona.
Lame.
Sorry.
Is that in Florida?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm just going to have to go there then.
Lydia, what's one on yours?
Oh, jumping on the one that was on your wish list that looks like a Micabilis. This is also a Hoya that looks a lot like a Micabilis. It's species Bengkulu. So it's from somewhere in Bengkulu, Indonesia, I believe. And if the one that you had mentioned was lemon slices, this is like lime.
Oh.
It is. So the thing is, I don't think I...
What is that reminding me of?
Matcha. What's the one that had the matcha blooms?
Maybe it's this one.
No.
No, there was another one. See, I don't think I have a Hoya in my collection that actually gives green blooms.
No.
I don't. And this one, I mean, granted, the Corona is yellow, but the Corolla is like a lime green.
How do you spell Bengkulu?
Bengkulu. Bengkulu.
That is so pretty.
Isn't that really beautiful? And so
Hoya Mirabilis. That's the matcha bloom.
Okay.
Mirabilis. You know what? I really want to get a Hoya. Like, this made me think I really want to get a Hoya that's going to give me green blooms. I need green because green is my favorite color. I need green blooms in my life.
Okay, but why do these look like this?
She sits here in three different colors of green.
Amicabilis has, or Mirabilis has multiple different varieties with varying varying flowers and foliage. Mm-hmm.
Well, I want the first one, not this one. Get out of my feet.
That is so pretty.
Isn't it?
Oh, and also it's making me hungry.
It's making me want matcha, that's for sure.
Oh, love it.
It's okay. Really a cute one, so.
Oh, I hope that comes into your life because I want it to come into my life.
Same.
Do we have time for another?
Yeah, do you have another one?
I do. Well,
okay, share it with
us. I have
us.
A couple. So like, I've really been wanting the patella pink. Really been wanting Hoya patella.
So the past 4 or 5 times I have seen you, every single time.
I know.
And I have Hoya patella pink.
Oh, yeah. You keep telling me that you have
it. I do. And I keep on telling you I'll bring you a cutting.
So it's going to stay on my wish list until the cutting arrives. Because like the Denisii Frida, the frog foot, those are also on the list. But okay, so I'll get away from that. Hoya inflata.
Oh, I have Hoya inflata.
You have that one too?
I do.
She's just like gatekeeping on us. And I'm pretty sure we said that earlier this year because we were like, we want this. And she was like, I have it. She just never tells us these.
The blooms on the inflata are just so cute.
You know what they remind me of?
No.
You know how people do the little paper lanterns?
Yeah.
During the holidays, that's what they remind me of.
They look like the heads or the hair of like the little like tulip girls in...
In Pokemon?
No. Oh. Was it? There's like a movie where like these little tulip girls come up. I can't think of it.
They remind me of like little bells that you would find at like a temple or something.
Yeah.
They're so cute. I do have them flooded though. This year, for some reason, I've been just kind of letting a lot of my plants just kind of grow out, but I need to cut them and start making second mother plants and things like that.
Yeah.
But I do have a lot of plants on your wish list. I will share them soon.
Is there a silver Merdithii? Or a splashy one?
Not that I know of.
I must have dreamed that. I thought I saw one and I was like, I really need that.
I mean, I have a species affinity Merdithii that's pretty splashy. I don't know if I've seen a silver one, but I feel like I've seen a splashy one.
Okay, well, if there is not an all silver one, I'm going to manifest that for 2024. Because I'm adding that to my wish list preemptively.
I don't even think I've seen like an inner or outer variegated one for Merdithii.
No.
Not that I know of, at least.
Yeah. I must have dreamed it, guys, because like there is a yearning in my heart that happened for
maybe
it.
Maybe you're a prophet.
I was even going to be like, maybe your plant will get a mutation, but then.
You just got to make it hurt, don't you?
Yeah. And then I just remembered you don't have Merdithii. I'm sorry.
But if you just got a green form and left it on your shelf and didn't clean it with your Clorox wipes, then it could look like a silver one.
True.
Yeah. Or let it get spider mites and then it could look like a silver one. True. That one just looks like it has spider mites all over it.
You got a green form I can take a little of?
So on my wish list.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so going away from the thin leaves, the other one that I am always open to getting are any species of Hoya that are from Aceh.
Yes, Aceh. Ooh.
Because there are just so, and they just keep on popping up here, there, right, left, center, everywhere. There are, I mean, they just, the foliage, there's so many different kinds, the serrated leaves, the venation, the leaf shape, but there is a Clemenciorum from Aceh that is absolutely beautiful, historic, ooh, Jurassic Park vibes. Oh, very, very pretty.
On that.
But you know what? There's also a Aceh Gomas. Remember we were talking about that one?
Yes.
Where it's not as like serrated, it's a lot more smooth, but the venation, those veins like pop up. And it is so cute.
Yeah. I'm trying to think how to explain that.
I know it's you a just little have to bit look it up. Difficult to.
It's puffy. It's it's puffy.
And it's not quite like a, it definitely still has a prehistoric look, but it's more like gentler, I feel like. Mm-hmm. And it is very pretty. Now, if I got any of these, where would I put it? I don't know. But they're cute.
They're very cute. And Aceh is part of Indonesia. It's a semi-autonomous province of Indonesia. But there are a lot of Hoya that just are pouring out of there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and they're
they can
so
pour.
Unique. Like all of them are just so unique compared to like other Hoyas that we have on the market, you know?
Mm-hmm. But one thing to mention about Indonesia, if you are importing from Indonesia, you have to beware that there is a lot of poaching happening in Indonesia. I mean, a lot of poaching happening in general in all countries where there's plants because our hobby is impacting in that kind of a way. But to be mindful, Hoya specifically, lots of poaching happening in Indonesia. So if you are importing, just asking all of those questions. And a lot of times you can kind of tell when Hoya look like they've been poached too. So even if you really want that plant, just being mindful of, okay, where is your money going and what is it that you're supporting? Because there's such a huge impact that happens to the jungles out there. So just want to, in general, kind of mention that.
Yeah.
Just a little warning.
And to close out my wish list for 2023. Hoya elliptica, because a savage murder happened in my house this year. Once again.
A savage murder?
Yeah.
Committed by who?
By me.
Okay.
Here I am once again asking you for a Hoya elliptica.
I'm just a girl.
I'm just a girl.
Standing in front of a boy.
Dang,
asking him
to
give me a clipping of his elliptica.
Wow. The Jesse's had a lot of asks this episode here.
Gimme.
Friends, we're just so grateful that you've been on this journey with us. I mean, it's kind of, we're coming to the end of 2023 where we reflect and think about all the good things that have happened. So this podcast has just grown and it's thanks to you guys for listening. So thanks for being here. And if you have any of these wishlist plants, like DMs are open. I'm kidding.
Gracias, Paravenir, A La Casa, Azul.
El Biblioteca.
Yes. No, thank you so much. Really, really, this year has been a blast. And most of it is because of you guys, because we can hardly stand each other. So here's to a joyous holiday season for you.
Don't ruin the illusion.
Oh, yeah. Just kidding. I love these guys so much. No, really, this has been a joy because I'm with my two besties here and I have a million besties
out in the
ears.
World.
But really, I appreciate all of you.
I literally can't believe that 2023 is ending.
I know.
I mean, this is my favorite time of the year, but it is really wild to think that, you know, this is like our first full year, right? That we've been doing the podcast.
Calendar,
and so
it
really is crazy. But you know what? Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas. Santa Claus, come to town.
For some, not for all.
If you subscribe to that.
Yes, if you subscribe, Lydia does.
If not, the jingles can still jangle.
And the hose can still, oh no.
I'm leaving that in.
Let's keep our clean rating, guys.
Let's keep our clean rating.
That's not unclean.
The Santa Claus still hopes.
I don't know if that's better.
No.
But yeah, if you enjoy the podcast, if you enjoy us, please also go over to Instagram and follow us over there where there's fun stuff there as well. And that Instagram is at let's.talkhoya. And you can also follow us all individually on Instagram. My account is at notdude.
I'm at thegreenplant.az.
And I'm at Perritos y Plants. Adios.
Año.
Bye.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.